Now I've got a question for you. See how clever you are. Are you feeling clever this morning? Yes. This half I'm not so sure. Okay, right. Okay, so you can see the screen or the TV behind you. I want you to see if you can tell me what these signs mean. They're all Christmas signs. Okay, so what's that a Christmas sign of? Okay.
A calendar.
Is this on?
A calendar.
Do you know what type of calendar it is? Christmas, not quite.
Advent calendar.
An advent calendar, yes, an advent calendar. An advent calendar is a sign that Christmas is coming, isn't it? It's a sort of countdown. We've got a really big advent calendar here. We're going to do the last one of those today in a moment. So that's an advent calendar. What about this one? What's that a sign to show? Okay, yes, maybe.
Snow,
yes. Apparently it might snow this afternoon. Probably not here, but snow. Do you feel chilled already? No? Okay, snows, that's a sign. We know what that sign means. What about this sign? Does anyone know what that sign means? Oh, yes.
It means mistletoe.
And what does mistletoe mean to sign?
It's a bit yucky, you have to kiss under it.
It's a bit yucky, yes. Actually, did you know that mistletoe comes from Anglo-Saxon words, which literally means dung on a stick? So it's even more yucky than you thought. There you go. Okay, so signs. Now, in the reading we had just now, there's a king Ahaz. Now, King Ahaz wasn't a very good king. He was meant to be one of God's kings ruling in Jerusalem, but he had lots of problems. There were lots of people around him that were trying to make war with him, and he wasn't really sure what to do. And Isaiah, who was one of God's people, came to him and said to him, God wants you to ask for a sign. We talked about signs, didn't we, just now? But he wants you to ask for a sign. And Ahaz says, nah, I don't have a sign from God. I don't really care about God anymore. Ahaz was rejecting God. But Isaiah said, I will give you a sign. And he said this was a sign. So now the sign is actually behind number 4 on our calendar here. So does anyone want to volunteer to do the calendar? Who hasn't? Do you want to come up here? Yeah. Come on quickly. No, you don't want to do it. Okay. Sorry. Okay, no, do you want to come up? Right, so just take the paper off. Nice and easy. Oh, come on, rip it off. Don't be shy. There you go. And what is the sign of?
A baby.
A baby, brilliant. Okay, take a seat. So Isaiah said, here's a sign for you, Ahaz. There's going to be a baby. There we go. Baby's come that quickly. Now, but there's something special about this baby. First of all, this baby is going to be born from a virgin. That means it's not really going to be your baby. Now, you're one of the kings of David, and you're meant to sort of pass on David's lineage to the next one, but you've messed up so badly, Ahaz. You've rejected me so badly, I'm going to start afresh. We're going to have a virgin baby. And this baby is going to have a name, and the name's going to be Emmanuel. Does anyone know what Emmanuel means? We'll find out in another reading. Yep.
God.
It sort of means God, a bit more than that. Yep.
God with us.
God with us. Fantastic. So actually, Ahaz, you don't want to trust in God. You're going through tough times, but God is still with us. God will help us eventually. And this baby is a sign of a next generation, because babies grow up, don't they? And they become people, adults, in a few years' time. Ahaz, things are tough now, but God will help your people. God will save them from all the problems that they're facing. And God did in the next generation. Hezekiah became king, and God saved them in his time. So it's a sign. The baby was a sign. And we'll hear a bit more, actually, how it pointed forward to an even bigger sign when there was a virgin that gave birth. And that baby was Jesus. God actually with us to come and help us and save us. And the question for us is, will we be like Ahaz and reject God? Or will we trust God even through tough times? Will we trust that he can be with us and he can save us and he can help us? And the way Christmas is about saying that God does come to be with us and God does come to help us. You can trust him even in the toughest of times. Okay, so we just heard about the shepherds and we're talking about invitations. So Ahaz had an invitation, but he didn't want to accept the invitation, didn't he? He said no to God. But the shepherds were out doing their job. They're out on the hillside looking after sheep one night when suddenly an angel appears to them and tells them about this amazing king that's going to come, this new king. And the king that had been expected, had been promised from over 700 years ago when Isaiah was around. And the angel said, look, I can invite you to find out if what I'm saying is really true. It says, this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Does anyone know what a manger is? Yes. Yeah.
Like a bed?
It became like a bed for the baby, but in this case, it wasn't really meant to be a bed to start with. It was a bit like a basket, but what's the main purpose?
A crib.
It's a bit like a crib as well, yeah. Okay.
A hay bed.
A hay bed. Close, that's getting closer. Cara?
So, you've seen it in photos, and you basically fill it with hay, and you feed it to cattle.
Brilliant, so yeah, it's a trough for feeding animals. Yeah? Now, would you put a baby in a trough that's cows with all their slobber were sort of feeding from? Do you think that's a good idea? No. But it was the only place they had, because there was no room for them at the inn. We heard that. So they had to do it as the best place for the baby, a place where cows have been slobbering all over. So it's a strange place to put a baby, but the angel said to the shepherds, look, if you can go and find there's a baby in a manger, then you'll know that what I'm saying to you is true. And the shepherds were invited to go and find out whether it's true or not. And so they did. They went and they discovered there was a baby in a manger. But before they did that, lots of other angels appeared. And the angel said this, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests. Now, peace is when people that are fighting each other become friends again, isn't it? But this is God's favour. This is about God's and men finding peace. Now, can I have two volunteers? Oh, okay. Right, let's go for Maddie and Ewan. Right, do you want to stand here? That's it. So, when people argue and they fall out, very good, then they stop talking to each other. Is anyone turning backs on each other? Very good, okay. That's not great, is it? But when one person says, actually, no, I'm going to try and make peace, I'm going to try and bring friendship, they'll turn round and tap them on the shoulder before they, okay, and try and stand up right, and offer a hand of peace. And then they're inviting you to accept peace, to accept friendship, and they can be friends again. Oh. Okay, you can sit down now. But that's what the angels were saying about God and us. You see, we've been really nasty to God. We've rejected him like Ahaz did. We turned our backs on him. We've gone and done our own things without doing what he wants or pleasing him. And yet God comes in Jesus to offer us a hand to say, I can give you peace, friendship with me again. As Richard talked about earlier on, becoming a child of God, you can call me Father again. And the invitation for all of us, clicker, is will you accept God's hand of peace? Will you this Christmas accept that? Great. Right, so we looked at the invitation to Ahaz, and did Ahaz accept the invitation? No, he didn't, did he? He rejected God. He turned away from God. And the invitation to the shepherds to find out if the message was true about peace with men between God and man. And did they accept the invitation? Yes, they went to look for to see the sign was true. And then there was the wise men. We talked about kings. We don't know they're kings or not, but they were obviously quite wealthy, rich. They come from a very long way because they've seen a sign. They've seen a sign in the sky, and they saw it as an invitation to come and find the new king of the Jews. And they came, and they looked, and they thought, where would you find a king? So where would you find a king? In a castle, yes. Right, I'm going to do a little experiment here. So I've got two presents. Okay. Now, one present, see it beautifully, beautifully wrapped. Well, almost beautifully, it's me who did it. and one just sort of stuffed in newspaper. Can we have two volunteers? Okay, do you want to, you come up and Joshua, yeah. Okay, so you're shortest out of you two. Do you want the newspaper one or the nicely wrapped one? You want the nicely wrapped one, okay? Do you want the newspaper one? Okay. Well, do you want to unwrap it and see what you got? Both of you do that. Yep. That's it. Be quick. You're getting practice for a week's time. That's it. Right. Okay. So what have you got? Do you want to tell you what you've got?
A sock.
You got a sock. Are you pleased with that? You're not very pleased with that. No, no. What have you got?
A chocolate orange.
You got a chocolate orange. Wow. So maybe if you're nice to Joshua later on, he can give you a bit of a chocolate orange if your parents let you. Okay. Do you want the sock? Okay, I'll keep. Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks so much. Okay, you can keep that and share that with the other children, yeah? Okay. Take a seat for the moment. Sorry. Right. Okay. So sometimes the way things are wrapped doesn't really give us a good sign of what they really are, does it? Sometimes something being really nicely wrapped up and it just turns out to be a sock. Other times it's badly wrapped up and it turns out to be a chocolate orange. And the wise men followed the invitation, says shepherds, to find the star, to find God's king. And they went to the castle. They went to Jerusalem, the capital city where all the palaces and the castles were, because that's where you expect to find the king, isn't it? That's where you expect to find him. And they got there and said, "We're looking for the new king." And they said, "Oh, what new king? We've already got a king, King Herod, and he gets a bit upset if you start suggesting there's other kings around. Maybe you should look in Bethlehem, because that's where it says in the Bible that kings come from." So they left the capital city with the castles and the palaces and everything else, and they followed the star, and the star went above a normal house, not a castle. Now, this was probably later on from when Jesus was born in a stable and so on. This would have been a year or so later. So he's beginning to be a toddler. And by this time, Mary and Joseph probably were living in a house. But the wise men arrived, and the star showed them they lived in a normal house. There's nothing special about this family. There's nothing special about the present that was wrapped up in newspaper. But actually, the sign, the star that God sent, was showing that here was God's special king. And so although it seemed like a normal, strange, unexpected thing, the wise men worshipped Jesus. They were full of joy, they were really happy, and they gave him these amazing presents of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And the question for us is, will we accept the invitation to worship the humble king? Not the one that looks amazing and splendid and wonderful, or the things in this life that look amazing and splendid and wonderful, but we go for the things that may look a bit rubbish, but actually inside is real treasure. And that's what Christmas offers us. The baby born into rubbish, but actually the treasure of God coming to make peace with us, coming to rescue us. Will you accept that invitation?